I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. For the charming and sometimes bumbling hero of a Norwegian thriller called Headhunters, the short and long of it is that height matters. At 5'6", Roger Brown looks up to his gorgeous, statuesque wife with anxiety. "You don't need a PhD," he says early on, to realize that I overcompensate for my height. Roger is Norway's leading corporate headhunter and an avocational art thief. He's really over his head when his heist of a priceless Rubens painting goes horribly wrong. Headhunters, in Norwegian with English subtitles, is a sort of transgenre thriller that glides effortlessly from crisp social commentary through off-kilter comedy to paranoid and quite violent terror. It's on my short list of the most enjoyable movies in recent memory. The enjoyment starts with the cast. Axel Henny gives Roger an air of amused expectancy that slowly turns into a taut stare of terror. Nikolai Coster-Waldau is fiercely focused as a former commando and would-be CEO who has mastered the dark arts of corporate espionage and GPS tracking. Between them stands the aptly named Diana, Roger's goddess of a spouse. It's affecting for us and life-changing for Roger when she asks him toward the end, "Who do you think I am?" GPS technology is pivotal to what is essentially a track-down plot. In that sense, Headhunters is a digital update of Francis Coppola's 1974 classic, The Conversation. The plot is intricate but tracks lucidly enough, with Roger going through all sorts of hell for reasons he can't comprehend. Still, there comes a point when you have to take the movie at its word that everything is working out as it's supposed to. Character development is essential to effective drama, and this reluctant hero develops impressively as a late arrival to the realm of deadly weapons. From the standpoint of craftsmanship, the most impressive development is the movie's gift for negotiating changes of tone with perfect aplomb. Headhunters is smart, funny, scary, and surprising, so it's hardly any wonder that an American version is already in the works. The big question is whether the remake can measure up. Sometime around what I guessed to be the one-hour mark in the 5-year engagement, I checked my watch and honestly thought the battery had given out. 5 years does not begin to tell the interminable tale. This mirthless rom-com from the Judd Apatow Laugh Factory stars Jason Segel and Emily Blunt. They're Tom and Violet, a couple who, you guessed it, keep failing to tie the knot. Segel wrote the script with the director, Nicholas Stoller. Tom is a San Francisco sous chef who can't assert himself. Violet goes off to Michigan to pursue a job in academic psychology. He pursues her, keeps trying to please her, and finally finds his anger. I found mine long before he did. Whatever tied these two appealing actors to such a dim script? The question is rhetorical. The answer is hope and contracts. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.